This is an explicit podcast meant for those over the age of 18. Welcome to Front Porch Swingers, chronicles of an unlikely couple, where we will share our swinger escapades, the good, the bad, the sexy, and the not so sexy.
Enjoy the show, everybody.
Hey everyone, welcome to Front Porch Swingers. I'm Brenna.
I'm Brian.
So today we are going to talk about Cassidy first and foremost.
Absolutely.
Our awesome partners. If you don't know what Cassidy is yet, it is an awesome online community of like-minded friends and swingers. You can meet people in your area. If you're traveling somewhere, we just found this out. We can see who's all going to be in Vegas while we're there.
Absolutely. Using, it's going to be a good time.
Using Cassidy. So if you guys are traveling and want to meet some lifestyle friends while you're there, perfect opportunity to do so via Cassidy. Plus, if you are not already Cassidy members, you can use the banner on our website, frontporchswingers.com, and using that banner will get you all of the paid services of Cassidy free for 30 days. So you can test it out and see for yourself how awesome it is before you commit to paying for it yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Cassidy has been, they are a partner now, but they have truly been our partner since the beginning of this journey. I mean, we've had tremendous success using Cassidy and meeting people.
Yeah.
It's where we meet most of our
fucking
friends.
Cool people through that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, highly recommended, and make sure you check it out. Plus, oh, we have a community page on there.
Yes, we do. And it's fucking huge. It's growing.
Yeah, like almost 800 people.
Yeah.
And not only that, but we just posted our very first event, Cassidy event, on Cassidy, our first Cassidy event on Cassidy.
Yeah, we did.
And what it is going to be is the AVN convention and Perfect LV party, January 25th. We will be at the Perfect LV party.
Yep.
We're going to be doing a meet and greet at the same hotel. Huge shout out to Perfect LV for helping us set that up.
Yeah, they're super folks. Those people, I can't say enough good things about.
They are badasses. They are so organized. They're just awesome. They've been so easy to work with. So they are going to get a space for a meet and greet. And the reason we're doing it at the hotel is because we're hoping that if we meet some people there, we can kind of all, you know, have some familiarity when we go into the parties. Because honestly, this is our first like huge lifestyle event.
Yeah. Other than being in our, you know, our small little kind of communities around our state, this is going to be the first big deal. And we're really excited to meet some of our friends that we've met through Cassidy, through the lifestyle.
Yeah. But just in general, like if you don't, you know, for those of you who aren't going to lifestyle events all the time and you maybe want to, you know, click with some people in a smaller environment before you go into the gigantic party.
Yeah.
This is probably the perfect opportunity to do that. But you, we're going to have the link up to buy tickets through us on our website from portswingers.com. Yep. You can also check out our Twitter page. We posted the link there and we'll probably post it again a couple more times. So
sure.
If you want to come party with us in Vegas, it is going to be a fucking blast.
Yeah. We're really looking forward to it. We'll spend most of Friday at the show, and then we're going to be having a fucking great time that night for sure.
Yeah, we are.
It's going to be
a
good time.
It's a huge hotel takeover. It's a 4-day takeover, so you can go to all 4 days if you choose to, or you can pick and choose your days. We will be there Friday night, the 25th.
Yep.
We're not doing all of the days because we are, you know, we have some press responsibilities for the AVN convention and some other things that we're going to do while we're there. But Perfect LV, we have heard nothing but amazing things about their parties. So
we actually have met a couple and played with a couple and they were at a party last year, said it was a fucking great time.
Yeah. So don't miss out on this. This is so fucking exciting. We're going to do more stuff like this, but this is the first one and we're so excited about it.
Yeah, we got more stuff to come, but this is first.
Yes. We have to give a shout out to our friend Jason over at Mixed Media Forest Podcast.
Yeah, we really do. Jason was very kind to us on his podcast.
Probably too kind.
Yeah, on his last, it was his last episode. He just
episode 28.
Just put it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
We apparently made like, we're ghost pepper hot, according to Jason.
Double ghost pepper hot, I think is what he said.
Yeah, thanks to Jason listening to our shows, binging on our shows, as he said, through a long work day. He went home and he and his fiance had hot sex for 2 days after listening to our podcast. That's a great compliment.
That is the best compliment we could possibly receive. You know, it's always nice when people are like, oh, you guys are fun or you're entertaining or whatever. But when I hear that we somehow fuel people's sex, like to me, that is the ultimate badass thing.
Yeah, for sure. And Jason apparently was very appreciative of it. certainly was his fiance, and he was kind enough to mention that on his podcast. It was very, very nice of him.
Yeah, and the podcast in general is just like really zany and silly and
fun. Yeah, he's fun and quirky. It was a good time. I enjoy listening to it.
He talks about a lot of different media, not just podcasts, but other things too. So make sure you check that out, and thank you so much, Jason, for the shout out. You are amazing.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Also, we have a blog.
We do. And you should read the latest installment of the blog. I just put that up a few days ago.
Yeah. So the blog, that blog kind of leads into today's episode.
Yeah, it does. We're not that organized. It was not by design.
No, it totally wasn't. I wish we were that good, but we're not.
We're not.
But it's a great blog post. Brian was the one that wrote it, and he wrote it all about kind of from his perspective, how he feels about me playing with the guy that we're going to talk about today. So this is a really fun one. It's a pretty sexy blog post compared to some of the other ones that we've done.
Yeah, I think so.
And you should absolutely read it. We're going to continue to update that, have at least one blog post per week. And like we said in the past, it'll be hopefully a good mix between entertaining and sexy versus maybe a little bit more educational for some of you who have asked us a lot about, you know, what's it like being in the lifestyle, or how do we get into the lifestyle, or where do the, you know, communication pieces start? So we'll have all of that on our blog. We're really excited to beef that up, and we just want to contribute positively to the lifestyle. And we see the podcast as a way to do that from a sexy standpoint.
For sure.
The blog will maybe be a little bit more informative.
Well, we've also been, we've had a lot of folks reach out to us via email, a lot of folks, about the educational piece and asking us, you know, very specific questions about how either do they, you know, jump hip deep into the lifestyle, or what's it like to be an age gap couple in the lifestyle, all those various questions. We're going to have a place, a platform to be a little bit more educational. This podcast is not that place. This is going to be entertainment. We want to tell you all the fun, sexy stories and that kind of thing. And soon we're going to have a place for that. We'll fill everybody in on
We're multifaceted.
We are. We have some great partners. They're really super helpful in putting all this together with us.
We've just been so fucking lucky to meet so many cool people and have people reach out to us. And it's, this community is so badass. It's amazing.
Besides Cassie, of course, we talk about it all the time. TabooToys.com, T-A-B-U. They're awesome to us. We have another toy company out there that's sending us, you know, we got a bag of dicks in the mail, which is awesome from Taboo.
It's so awesome.
We have a total goodie bag coming to us from another company.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Can't
to
wait
get
to
that.
Talk to you about that. So it's going to be a good time.
Yeah. So we got to talk about the hot wife experience.
Well, we have to talk about you reaching out to a single guy. And we've talked about this before. Everybody knows we've been on the hunt for a playmate for Brenna. We've been disappointed really along the way.
Very.
Because, you know, a lot of times these guys are, you know, and again, I don't want to dog on all the single guys.
You can't dog on them anymore because we've had now a great experience.
Well, we have.
And we've been reached out to by some very cool, respectful single guys. So they're not, you can't group them all together.
No, well, I'm going to say this. It's that it's an age range thing, right? We seem to be very successful with an age range. And that is a 40, 45, 48 age range. The guy we're going to talk about today is my age, the guy you reached out to and basically cultivated this relationship with him. But prior to that, all of these other guys that were single, late 20s, mid 30s, it just falls apart.
Well, we talked about it this morning. We were sitting on the couch drinking coffee and we were talking about why that is. And I think that it comes down to a certain level of maturity. And I think there's a lot of guys out there my age, and I'm not saying all, not stereotyping, but I'm not looping all of them in together. But from our experience, the guys who are my age are not at a place where they're able to understand the dynamic that we have going on, you and I have going on, and how they would fit into that. It's not, it's a complex thing. It's not just, it's not just A plus B plus C.
Well, there's, but that's so exactly what it is. It is A plus B plus C. And what these guys fail to realize is that there is a C for the most part. So let me say this. While I won't group everybody together, I have to say that the only positive experiences we've had have been with the guys over
40. Yep.
Okay. So I'm not going to say all the guys that are late 20s, mid 30s are all complete disasters in this world, but they have fallen by the wayside because they simply don't. I don't think they have, like you said earlier today, mentally they're not prepared for what this entails. Right. Yes, they get to play with you. They get to play with the hot wife of the couple, but we are a couple. And the one thing about the gentleman we're going to talk about today who understands it, he realizes there's a third party in this and that my involvement in this, while I don't play with you guys, is just as important a component as the play between the two of you itself.
Well, he's also incredibly respectful to you.
For sure. Yeah,
we'll
absolutely.
Talk about that as this goes on. This is, spoiler alert, this is going to end up being a little bit of a kind of a series because we have a few interactions to talk about.
Yeah.
But kind of the main theme through all of this is how positive of an experience it's been because of how respectful he is both to me and to you.
Yeah, you have to have that component. And without it, what we end up with is just this disjointed level of communication. And with these younger guys, that has been the case. Like they haven't seemed to really have gotten that aspect of it. And that, frankly, is the biggest aspect, our component, mine and yours.
Right.
And the fact that I am part of that seems to not really register with a lot of them.
It doesn't. It's like,
you know?
Especially
when they find out they have to meet
you. Have a significant other? Oh, wait.
Yeah, even though we're a couple on all of our platforms, you know, it's so painfully obvious. And then it's like so surprising to them when they have to meet me. Like, I have to meet your husband? Or like, yeah,
you think
motherfucker.
I'm just gonna, like,
yeah, you do have to meet me.
Yeah.
You know?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So, yeah, it drives me crazy. But we seem to be very fortunate. You seem to be very fortunate. You found someone that you really like to
play with. I found him. So I went hunting one day because you and I had been talking about, like, me finding this playmate and we weren't having luck. We were using Tinder, which is a fucking horrible idea anyway.
It's a shit show.
It's horrible.
Let me say this. I feel really bad for good single guys and good single women, if that is the vehicle by which you are trying to develop a relationship. Forget for a second what we're looking for. Get it down to the baser needs, right? Guy and girl, you know, guy meets girl, girl meets guy. If that's what you're using, fuck, I am sorry. Because that thing, those types of formats are they're for shit.
Yeah, they're bullshit.
So, you know, I feel bad for those folks.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we were using that and it wasn't working. And, you know, so I kind of went on a hunt one morning. I think you were still sleeping and I like went on.
Yeah, it was like 5 o'clock in the morning.
I went on this.
You couldn't sleep. And I was like, I woke up at like 5:40 and to the light of your cell phone. I'm like, what are you doing?
Searching for my playmate.
Like, okay. All right. I'll see you in an hour.
So I went on. And the other thing I wanted to do is, for me personally, you know, vanilla guys are fine. And I mean, I can have fun with them too. But if I'm going to have like a regular thing with someone, I want them to understand my proclivities. And part of that is that BDSM dynamic. Just the norm, regular old sex doesn't work for me over and over and over again.
Well, no, absolutely not. Well, yeah, that's the whole component here that we're talking about between myself and you and whoever this other person is. And at this particular time, you have seemed to have found that guy, but it's unique.
Well, I found him on a BDSM site.
Yeah, it's the site that we have our profile.
Yeah.
And we've met some people through there, met some very cool people through there.
Right.
But this was different because you reached out to him.
Yeah, the first time I've ever reached out to a single guy on this platform. And apparently I pick really well because it was awesome.
Why did you pick him?
So a couple of things. One, a lot of the people on their profiles on this site it's bullshit. You know, like, trying to find some chicks to fuck or,
right.
You know, like, oh, really want to tie a woman up. Never done that before. And
right.
Then like they list themselves as like doms or masters. And it's like, you're fucking clueless.
Right. Or it's like they have like 7 profile pictures and 6 of them are of their cocks.
Yeah, exactly. The profile picture is their cock.
We've actually seen that.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Don't do that, people.
Yeah.
Please don't.
Yeah,
do
guys,
that.
Don't do that.
But anyway, he had legit pictures on there. He had a legit profile where he actually talked about his experience. He talked about the fact that he had lived on the West Coast and had trained with real people in the lifestyle and really had his shit together. And
I was actually involved in a relationship that where he experimented with the polyamory thing, right? And a little bit of the BDSM.
Well, more so swinging.
Right.
Not polyamory. He was with a woman. Well, I guess that's not true because she kind of had a second boyfriend.
Yeah, it's all encompassing.
Yeah, but he didn't say that on the profile.
Right. Well, when we spoke to him, that's kind of what we got.
Right. But anyway, I and he was attractive. He had his body on there and he was very fit. And to me, it's not just the mental maturity thing. I am more attracted to older men, as you are well aware.
Well, and oddly enough, he is my age almost exactly.
Right.
His head is shaved.
Yep.
Like mine. And he's got a salt and pepper beard just like mine. Yeah. When I first met the guy, because I didn't see pictures of him. You didn't show me pictures of him. I didn't meet him until we got face to face.
Oh, shit. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah. I had no idea who I was meeting. And when he walked in, I went, Jesus, this guy looks like me. So, I mean, he's not quite as tall as me. He's not as big as me, but he's certainly in good shape. And he looks like me. I went, holy shit, the guy looks like me.
Apparently, I have a type now.
Yeah, which I thought was really funny.
That is funny.
I mean, we're not like identical twins, but you certainly could think that we are related if you see us
together. Well, hot older men are my thing. So, you know, it just worked out.
Yeah, it really did.
But anyway, I reached out to him. He responded back within like 2 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
And we corresponded a little bit on the site. And then I felt very comfortable with him very quickly. I just felt like he was very genuine. The things that he was saying to me were, you could tell that he was presenting himself, you know, in a genuine light.
Right.
He was being very forthcoming with information.
Right.
There was zero red flags whatsoever. And usually I don't do this, but this time I asked him if it was okay if I gave him your number.
Right.
So that you guys could correspond a little bit and make sure that you felt the same way, that you were, you know, picking up on the same vibes that I was.
Right.
And he was like, yep, absolutely. And the other thing is I communicated exactly what we were looking for, which I always try to do.
Right.
But, you know, I told him exactly what it was, you know, I wanted from a play partner, exactly what it was you expected from somebody.
Right.
The level of respect that we expect someone to provide for us and vice versa. And so we laid all of that out for him and he was 100% like, yep, that makes sense. That's exactly how I feel about everything as well. Right. So then you started corresponding with him.
Yeah. He reached out to me after you, I think, had passed on my number to him at some point. I was at work and he reached out to me at some point in the afternoon. And then we started corresponding, a very light conversation, mentioned, of course, that he was talking with you or chatting with you over text, asked him probably some of the same questions you did. It was probably some redundancy in there. And his answers to me were they were thoughtful. I felt like they were thoughtful. And I felt like what he was saying to me was legitimate. He wasn't just providing me lip service because he was trying to bang my girl. I didn't get that feeling. He genuinely seemed like a guy who knew what he was looking for, had a similar kind of experience the way he described it to me. And he was eager to find that again, being from, you know, like I said, he's a little further over on the West Coast. And then being here for only a short time, like a year and a half or something, or 2 years.
He's been here like 3 years.
Is that what it was? But he has not been successful in finding what he's looking for at all.
No, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
I think this is kind of an important part of this.
It's very important. But he did, and of course, he didn't get into detail while we were texting, but he did say to me, you know, been looking for the kind of relationship you and Brenna have, and I've just not been able to find it.
I wonder why, because you're not going about it the right way.
Well, as we discovered. However, I liked his demeanor via text, and I thought, oh, let's meet this guy. So I threw it out there and said, hey, do you want to meet for a cocktail? I thought maybe we'd meet him, you know, next week or whatever. It was like 2 days later he wanted to get together.
Yeah, so we met him for a cocktail at a very cool place.
Yeah, the place it's just a great spot. Probably.
It looks like a French whorehouse.
It really does. The gentleman who designed it did a really solid job. He thought of every detail. It's a small place, very intimate.
Oh, it's like black and silver chandeliers everywhere and these big like crushed velvet
chairs
and sofas, red chairs.
He's also created warmth. It's very warm, and there's private sections you can sit in, and even the areas that aren't private, because there's such high back furniture, chairs and booths and that kind of thing. It just lends itself to really some really high intimacy, and it's just elegant. It's just beautiful.
It's one of those places that you walk into and you like immediately feel a little bit sexier.
Well, like I told you, you go to a place like that to meet your date, and the date doesn't work out, you can fuck the couch because it's just so sexy in there. Totally. So
that's not weird at all.
No, not at all.
If you're that desperate, you have a problem.
Yeah, but. Totally. But, you know, you could actually fuck that couch and not feel bad about it, I think. The one
you think
we
so?
Seeing.
It's that sexy?
Yeah, I think so. You shouldn't feel bad about yourself because it's really a very sexy place. however, we met him there. He'd never been. We had been a couple of times before, and we had a great time. We sat down and chatted and had some cocktails and had a great time.
Yeah.
Easy to talk to. Just kind of fell into conversation.
Yeah. So for me, I mean, you can tell that he's educated, that he's well spoken.
Yeah.
We've talked many times about eye contact. He looked me right in the eye the entire time, which I fucking loved.
Yep.
I thought that was just, it exudes confidence and a certain level of like sex appeal that I just was off the chains.
Well, it's also a level of maturity. He did the same with me. He did not break eye contact with me when he was talking to me. He looked directly at me. There was nothing that he said at any time where he made a statement and kind of looked away or looked down. You know, that tells me he was being completely honest. He had no reason, you know, not to at that point. We were very open with him. And he became very open with us. He told us some, you know, about his experience or lack thereof of trying to find himself, a significant other while he's been here, or the right kind of playmate. And obviously I didn't want to just say it to him at that, you know, at that conversation that we were having. It was the first time we'd met, but obviously going about it the wrong way.
Totally the wrong way. Yeah. And you know, I think from the perspective of us being in the lifestyle and everything, like, we understand now that the chances of you, especially being almost 50 years old and just like finding somebody who's going to fall perfectly into this lifestyle, is slim to none. I mean,
it's very rare.
It's just, that's not a thing. So,
well, especially in a town, like, again, we're in a town of 42,000 people. You know, if you think that you're just going to stumble onto that person, that's not likely.
No, it's not. You know. And going about it via, you know, Tinder.
Well, he's looking in the vanilla world for Rocky Road.
Or Match.com.
You know, yeah, it's not going to happen. You're not going to find that person.
No.
Yeah.
And he talked a lot, and he's talked since, and this will be, once again, a theme of this whole thing.
Yeah.
We call her now the Silver Bullet.
Yeah.
The Silver Bullet. So he's talking about this woman that he's talked to for like 5 months.
Yeah.
And keeps wanting to meet up with her, and she keeps saying she wants to meet up with him.
Right.
But then, like, doesn't pull the trigger.
No, at the last minute she bails out. And what I find interesting, like you just told me, I didn't know this, they live 4 blocks away from each other, as it turns out, and he's never met her
after 5 months of correspondence.
Yeah, they've
that's
never
like the
met
most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
And what's funny is this is not, and we'll talk about it, I mean, you obviously will speak to it much more so than I do, but this is not a vanilla guy.
No,
he has very distinctive tastes when it comes to his sexual proclivities. And he's talking to a vanilla woman.
Yep.
This is a very vanilla woman. And the idea that he thinks that this is going to work, should he meet her at all, is crazy. It'll never, it just doesn't, it won't pan out.
It's just like every failed relationship you and I have ever had.
Yeah.
It's what it is you tone down what it is you want
right.
to try to fit with somebody else.
Right.
And the result is feeling a complete lack of fulfillment and resentment.
Yeah. And
boredom.
And based on what he enjoys sexually, as you've explained it to me, he is going to be real disappointed with a woman that like he's described it, that this woman is. I mean, she is as vanilla gets.
Yeah.
And
it's not going to work.
He is not a vanilla guy.
Not at all.
So he's going to have a problem with that. I think he really needs to come to terms with that. So hopefully we're going to be able to help him.
Yeah. So, he was flirtatious. Like I said, lots of eye contact it was cool because we got to talk a lot about us, but I felt like the whole time we were talking about us and like, you know, our relationship and everything, mm-hmm. he was still like giving me super sexy fuck eyes and
that was
hot.
Yeah, for sure. He was making eye contact with you, with me. I, at one point, excused myself, went to the restroom, and that's when you guys kind of started talking a little bit more. You know, you were flirting a little bit more. He was definitely complimentary of you.
Well, so he asked me, what are your thoughts? Like, what are, is,
yeah,
are
he
you
wanted to know where
this?
We stood. Yeah.
How's it going? And I was like, I'm down. And he's like, I'm 100% down. And I was like, great. We're on the same page here.
And then I came back, and at some point, a few minutes later, you left and went to the restroom. And he basically asked me the same question. He's like, you know, how is it going? I said, I think it's going great. I said, if there was not an interest, she would have already let me know that. I said, we have not obviously communicated about it, but I think she's really interested in moving forward and getting to know you. I said, are you interested in playing with her tonight?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, absolutely I am. So that's when, of course, I had the court, you know, correspond with you and figure that out. But yeah, he was 100% in.
Yeah. And he made it obvious.
Like, for sure.
He was down.
But in a very, you know, not in this like overt way. It was very smooth. Like,
no, I thought that was a smooth way to ask. Like, yeah. How's everything? How are you feeling about everything? Because it was like respectful, but it was also like letting me know, okay, he's interested in this.
Well, he is. He was. And also he wanted to make sure that we were both on the same page.
Right.
Which was a big deal because we had said that many times throughout the course of conversation. Like, we don't do anything where we're not both 100% on board.
Right.
And he made it clear that he understood that.
Yeah, for sure he did.
Yeah.
And I think we should also say we had talked before about, like, you know, me potentially just playing with him.
Yeah.
But both for safety reasons and because I wanted to make sure that all three of us were on the same page with everything, I thought it was really important that if we did play with him that night, you were at least present in the home.
Sure. I also wanted to make sure that I knew where he lived. And, you know, because one of the things we were looking for in a playmate for you was someone who was an independent person who right. had their own home, who didn't
whose wife didn't live there.
Right. Who didn't have a wife, and she certainly didn't live there. You know, no kids, nothing that was going to be, you know, disruptive, or we weren't going to get in it. And, you know, we didn't want to disrupt anybody's lives, obviously. And we also wanted someone that you could, when you decided you wanted to play, just say, hey, I really want to play with so-and-so. I'm gonna
just leave and do it.
Yeah, I'm going to go spend a couple hours with him, and, you know, I'll be back in a little bit. And be able to do that. And have, subsequently, that person be able to do the same. You know, have an open, more of an open schedule. And he does have, he works for a company, but he does do his own thing. So he's kind of an independent contractor.
He's got his own schedule. We haven't picked a name for him. Did we pick a name for him?
We have not picked a name for him.
So we're going to call him... What are we going to call him?
We'll call him whatever... Well, you know him better than I do. What do you want to call him?
Let's call him... I don't know. Something kind of sexy, like Derek. Okay. That's a sexy name to me.
Okay. Derek it is.
Every Derek I've known has been hot. So let's call him Derek.
Okay. It's Derek.
Okay. So anyway, I don't know why that was important right this second, but Derek it is. It'll be important later because we're going to talk about him multiple times.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
So yeah, we left with Derek.
Well, we left separately.
We followed him.
Yeah, because we had his address, but we followed him. Wasn't far from where we were. He's got a great spot, place he just had, they just finished building for him. A really nice condo in a beautiful part of town.
Yeah.
So we met him there. And you know, we got some light conversation.
Yeah, I think at one point before we left, though, we talked about what this would look like with the three of us, because... Right. Because it was a little bit different than the other experiences we've had where yes. I've been the one playing and you've been the one not playing.
Right.
Because typically you have at least watched in some capacity.
Yeah, I was obviously in a room just next to or adjacent to the room you were in. This particular situation was different. I wanted to separate myself because what we were basically doing was teasing the idea of not being there at all.
Yeah.
And creating that distance. Now, it sounds strange maybe to some people, but the difference between being in the next room or being on the other side of a house makes a big difference.
Because, in what way?
Well, there's no way I could see. I was separated by a bedroom, a utility room, and a kitchen. I was in the living room.
Yeah.
Now,
but how much could you hear?
Everything. As I told you.
Oh, that's so hot.
Well, here's the thing that was really hot. So, of course, I know I can read your sounds, obviously. So I could tell what you were doing and almost in what position you were in. Like I told you, I called it. I knew that you were sucking his cock while he was going down on you at the same time.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I could tell. At one point, I could hear it. I just knew it.
Yeah.
And so the idea that I was able to hear it, and I had to use my imagination because I absolutely couldn't see. And I was confident that had I ever walked into the room, I would have already had a picture in my mind of what was going on, and I think I would have been spot on.
Yeah.
So yeah, again, spoiler alert, the heightened sense of hearing that experience was absolutely the hottest, most erotic experience to date, particularly as it pertains to you playing with a single guy. Because I didn't see any of it. None of it.
Yeah. Well, this is also going to be a different storytelling experience than in the past, because a lot of times I like rely on you to fill in the holes for
me. I've got none.
I have to remember all of it.
Yeah, I don't have any.
So I want to recount it because it was fucking hot.
Well, yeah. So we got to the house, to his condo, real nice place. And he... you know, he walked us around, showed us around, really nice. And so I knew where the bedroom that you guys were going to be in was, and in the event that I needed to get in there or whatever. And then, you know, I said, hey, listen, you know, you guys have a great time. I'm going to go, you know, sit outside in the living room and, you know, and respond to some emails. And so I went out and sat down and left you guys alone.
Yep. And we went in the bedroom and we started pretty slow. Like, it was a lot of kind of just kissing and feeling on each other, and it wasn't rushed. You could tell that he really kind of wanted to take his time with it, right, which was really hot to me. But what I could tell pretty quickly, and what has definitely been reinforced via the second and third interactions I've had with this guy, is that he definitely... Yeah,
spoiler alert, you've been with him twice since.
Yeah. That he definitely has a little bit more of a submissive energy.
For sure, which I thought was really interesting. He did mention that when we were talking over drinks.
Yeah.
We talked about some of the sexual proclivities that he had, what you were interested in. And he said he was a switch. He also said that to some people that turned them off in the BDSM world. I thought that was very strange. And we also didn't mention... Although our paths...
Well, wait, why is that strange?
Well, our paths didn't cross, but he did get involved in the same organization that we were involved in, and the one that we subsequently have left, because we kind of got fucked off by how they looked at us for being swingers. He felt the same thing for being a switch. And he said that he got this really weird kind of vibe from some folks about him, you know, being a switch. And for those of you not in the BDSM world or not privy to the nomenclature, that basically means he could either be submissive or dominant, depending on the situation. He can do either, but prefers the submissive.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting.
And I've never played with anyone that preferred it. I've played with people who are willing to let me top them for certain things, right, you know, like that were willing to show me things,
right,
by
scenes,
being a bottom for me.
Right.
But never somebody who preferred taking a submissive role during both BDSM play and sex.
Yeah, which I thought was going to be a real interesting component for you.
Yeah, well, because I have always considered myself a sub.
Right.
Or a bottom, more specifically, I should say.
Right.
And I definitely take on a submissive role with you, as we've talked about many times.
Right.
So the idea of being with somebody who is so completely on a separate page from you,
yeah,
I can't really explain why, but it was just this excitement. And I could feel it from the very beginning with him.
Well, I thought, as obviously we've already spoiled it, but you have been with him a couple of times since, and things have kind of expanded a little bit, and we'll talk about it, we'll tease it anyway. But the idea, however, that you get now, you are or did play with someone far more submissive than me. I'm not submissive at all. But the idea that you got to play with that person, and then we have sex, and then our sex is the complete opposite of what you experienced. For you, I know it was super intense.
Yeah.
And for me, the idea that you had just gotten done basically, you know, being the dominant controlling person in a sexual experience, and now I'm going to control you and taking that power away, there's just a really high level,
it's like,
of eroticism.
Two energies.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
So hot. Yeah. I didn't quite think of it like that before just now. That's very hot.
Yeah.
So anyway, he and I are making out and touching, but it's very obvious that he wants me to kind of orchestrate this whole thing and make sure that I'm, you know,
right.
I got the sense that it was a comfortability thing at first, but then I could also tell that he really fed off of my energy and wanted me to be the one to really take charge.
Well, but he did undress you though.
He did undress me, and I undressed him.
Right.
And so we're still kissing, and he takes everything off of me, except I think I still had my bra on for the first little bit.
Right.
And then I completely stripped him, and he has a rockin' bod. He's a very in shape, hot dude.
Right.
And then from there, I asked him if I could suck his cock, and he said yes. And I have started out really slow with him, and then he made some comment about, is that all you've got? And I was like, oh, motherfucker, you don't even know.
Yeah, because I had already told him, like, don't let this go on very long, because it won't last. So he was kind of joking about it.
So then as soon as I really started to go to town, I mean, I was really like pumping at the same time that I was like grabbing his balls, and he was like, oh, pull on them at right. the same time that you're sucking. So I was like yanking on his balls really hard and almost like twisting and pulling at the same time.
Right.
And the noises he was making,
I could hear him in the other
while
room
while I was doing
I knew
that,
exactly what was going on.
It was like this, the most erotic mixture of pain and pleasure you could ever imagine.
Yeah.
It was so hot. And so at the same time that I'm doing that, I'm like deep throating him mm-hmm. and like using my tongue on the underside of the shaft at the same time that I'm like really pumping my mouth up and right. down. And he had to stop me twice.
Yeah. I knew. I told him, I told him, do not be the hero. It won't
well,
work.
He wasn't.
Yeah.
But I think it was funny because I think a lot of these guys, when you say that, see it as a challenge.
Well, for sure. He even said to me, he's like, yeah, I don't, you know, that's not really something it doesn't make me come, you know, oral doesn't really make me. I was like, listen, man, I'm just telling you, don't try it. You
yeah.
know,
well, he tried it and he had to stop yeah. me a couple of times. And I mean, it was really hot. And he was like running his fingers through my hair while I'm yanking on his balls and sucking his cock. And
yeah.
And then we stopped. And then he... and he's like, well, what next? And I was like, well, you should lick me like right. now.
Well, yeah, because you're basically given direction now.
Yeah. So and he's like, well, how do you want me to do it? And I was like, I'm going to lay down and you're going to lick my pussy. And he was right. like, okay.
Right.
So I did and he did. And it was good.
Yeah.
He
and I could tell right away what was happening because I can hear you.
Yeah.
You know,
you can so hear me moaning.
Yeah. And I was able to determine based on how you sounded what was going on.
Yeah. It was good. And he got me there pretty quickly. He did this really fun tongue flick. He went back and forth between like a tongue flick and a suction, tongue
right.
flick and a suction.
Right.
Like this little combo move. And that right. was very hot. And he made me come from that
yeah.
pretty hard.
Yeah.
And then he wanted me to suck his cock again, but yeah. because I was, you know, Miss Dom in the moment,
right.
I was like, I think that you should lick my pussy at the same time. So I actually brought up the 69.
Which is amazing to me because that is not a thing for you.
I usually hate it. I don't know yeah. what got into me. It was just yeah. this like hot.
Well, you just wanted to be in control at that point.
Yeah.
But you also wanted to be, you know, you wanted to be complimentary to him, but that is not your thing because you can't concentrate.
Yeah. Well,
typically, like, you know, it's like a 7-year-old trying to concentrate on two different things at once.
So Derek was on his back and I sat on his face and yeah. then I was sucking his cock and he was licking me and doing the tongue suction thing again.
Yeah.
And I was really going to town on his cock. Like yeah. I was licking his balls and his cock and like he was once again making these amazing
yeah,
noises.
I could hear the whole thing. So it was at that point that I knew what was happening. I could just tell. When I thought to myself, that's really not her. And I thought he must have initiated that. There's no way she
did. No, I did.
Yeah.
So he made me come again doing that.
Yeah.
And that's not the norm
no.
for me either. No. So that was very, very exciting for me. And then I asked him to fuck me. And he yeah. was like, I don't want to do that yet. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
What do you want to do then? And he was like, well, I want to make you come with my mouth again. And I was like,
yeah.
This guy's like really into oral. And yeah. I think one of the things
he told
for
me
him,
that. He told me that.
The biggest driver for him in getting sexual pleasure is truly providing it for somebody else.
Yeah, he is a true sub. He's got that sub quality. And for those of you not, you know, again, super familiar with that, someone who really has that proclivity really thrives on being able to provide pleasure for the partner.
Well, I do for you. Like
I mean
you being happy with me sexually in that moment is like the most important thing for me,
right?
Which I know it is for you too, but it's shown in a very different way
for sure.
So yeah, I mean he's definitely, he and I relate to each other a lot in that yeah. way. But like I said, with him, because I took on that more dominant stance, I was happy to let him continue yeah. to pleasure me.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I could hear all of it.
Yeah.
Because you know, at that point, it was my senses were so heightened, you know, in terms of what I could hear, because I absolutely couldn't see anything. It was several rooms away. That's all I had. And it just created this incredibly hot experience for me.
I
could barely sit there. It was driving me crazy. You know, there were a couple of times where I thought maybe I should just tiptoe in there. Nah, I didn't do it.
Were you getting hard?
Oh my God. Yeah, absolutely.
You're like rock hard?
Rock hard. Absolutely. Oh. When you guys came out, I was fucking rock hard. So yeah, it was crazy.
So he made me come a couple more times with his mouth. And then I was like, I need you to fuck me now.
Right.
Like the thing for me is oral stimulation versus like actual intercourse. is two completely different sensations for me.
Oh, you orgasm totally different.
Totally different. And although I love coming from oral or from clitoral stimulation, for me, like, deep penetrative sex is the most amazing thing in the entire world. And it's just so... two completely different worlds. That's the best way I can think of to describe it.
Right.
So I'm getting all of this, you know, clitoral stimulation, and it's great, but it's not satiating me.
Right.
And so I, like, if I, basically what it did for me is it just worked me into a complete frenzy.
Right. Like, similarly to what we do.
At this point, my legs are shaking. Right. My head is spinning. All I can think about is, like, getting his fucking cock inside of me immediately.
Right.
So I was like, I need you to fuck me. And he's like, I really want to continue to eat you out. I was like, no, that's not going to work. You need to fuck me right now.
Right.
So I told him to put on a condom, and he got on top of me. And I could tell that I was really going to have to tell him what I needed from him.
For
because
sure.
It started out very slow. Like, he very, you know, slowly pushed into me. And although that can be kind of sexy too, that's not the mental state that I was in that moment.
No. And he hasn't, he wasn't able to read you well at that point because it was the first time you were together. So he wouldn't have known that what he really should have done to really get you going.
Yeah. Oh, and the other thing he said right before we started having sex that is, like, I've been replaying in my head over and over again. He told me I had a perfect pussy.
You do, and I've told you that many
times. I was so flattered.
Yes.
Well, I think you just say it because you love me.
Well, I do say it because I love you, but also because it's true.
So to hear, like, someone that doesn't love me telling me that I have a perfect pussy is like, oh my God, yes.
Yeah, well, it is.
So that fueled it too. That just made me want it so much more. But anyway, he started kind of easing into me once again, talking about how great it felt and that supposedly I'm really tight. And by this point I was soaking wet. Like would be surprised if you couldn't hear it in the next room.
I did. That's when I told you I could tell when he was actually penetrating you because I could hear it. You know, it was obvious.
Because of how wet I was?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and I could also tell that he was on top of you based on how it sounded.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Why? Why is that?
Because I know what it sounds like.
God, that is so hot.
Yeah.
I really wish I could have recorded it from your perspective.
I knew exactly what was going on. And it was, I mean, the sounds and the idea that I couldn't see it, but absolutely in my mind knew
what was happening.
So when I told you
about the story afterwards, you were like, yep, checked off.
Well, I told you. I said it to
you. That's true. You told me a lot of it.
I said at one point you guys were in a 69 position. You were like, yeah. I said he fucked you. He was on top of you. And you're like, yeah, there's just no doubt.
Yeah, you know? So he was fucking me on top. But like I said, it started off really, really slow.
Right. And he didn't know where to.
And I was like, you got to fuck me way harder and faster than this. And he was like, really? And I was like, yes, like significantly so.
Right.
So he really went to town on me after that. And then at one point, like, I grabbed his hands and, like, made him squeeze my tits really hard.
Right.
Because he was, like, kind of playing with them a little bit. But people are so.
Well, when you tell people, you can, you know, you can be a little rougher, you can squeeze harder, they don't get it.
Well, it's a relative term, and people, especially when it's a new partner, want to be respectful and they don't want to cross any boundaries.
Well, I love that.
But at the same time, it's like when I'm literally taking your hands and making you squeeze my tits, like that's how hard I want it.
Right.
Like, I'm telling you exactly what I want.
Right.
And he got it after a little bit. It was just a little bit of a learning
curve. It's a mental
curve.
Thing. It's a mental thing.
Yeah.
That's not the norm, obviously.
For sure. So he was really going to town on me. He stopped at one point, and I sucked his cock for just another, like, 30 seconds because he needed a break and, like, we need to switch out condoms. So, so I sucked his cock a little bit again, and he put on another condom, and then he started fucking me again. And he was, like, grabbing on my hips and, like, digging his fingers into my ass and hips at the same time as he was just, like, burying himself in me. And it was so hot. He really, I mean, it felt amazing. And he has a really, like, almost a perfect size cock, just like yours.
Right.
So it was pretty fantastic.
No, you mentioned we were very similar physically. So I think all of those components certainly lent for you to be just that much more into him.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was talking really dirty to him the whole time too, like telling him, yes, right there. I love that. Harder.
Yeah.
A little bit softer, you know? And yeah. And also like throwing in dirty things in there. Oh right. My God, do you feel how wet I'm getting?
Yeah.
And like, and he was responding to it perfectly. He was moaning and he was telling me back things, like whispering really softly in my ear, these really sexy, amazing things.
Yeah.
And he was able to make me come a few times.
What was he saying to you?
So one of the times I was coming, I was orgasming, and I clench. We've talked about this before,
yeah,
but I clench really hard when I have an orgasm.
Right.
And so he's like, as I'm coming, he's leaning, whispering in my ear, holy fuck, like your pussy is magical. Like yeah. I've never experienced anything quite like that. And like,
right.
just those types of things. And,
right.
you know, God, you're so sexy. I've just ever since the first message you sent me, I've been wanting to fuck you. And,
yeah.
and just, you know, just, the kind of the norm,
just the
I guess,
fun stuff.
But
yeah, and that's the kind of stuff I couldn't hear, obviously.
Yeah, because he was whispering in
yeah.
my ear, which
I
was
heard
also.
I hear you giggling, and I could hear a little, like I could hear talking, but I couldn't, you know, when you guys were maybe, you know, changing positions or kind of playing around or whatever, but I couldn't hear specifics.
Yeah, you know? Well. The other thing that was so hot to me is like, I knew that you could hear the majority of it. I was pretty sure you could hear the majority of it.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason, him whispering in my ear was almost like this extra little sexy thing that I knew I had to tell you afterwards.
Right. That you could, I couldn't hear it. So you were going to have to film me.
So I had to be the one to like give you that sexy information.
Right.
So I was thinking about that as he was doing it. And it was like just such a huge turn on for me.
Right.
So he made me come a few times, fucking me on top. He fucked me on top the whole time. We didn't switch
yep.
positions,
yeah.
From that, which was fine. I mean, I prefer other positions.
Right.
But I also kind of liked that intimacy on the first time with him because
right.
it really gave me a sense of like who he is sexually.
Right.
And it made me feel him on a different level because I mean, we're looking at each other the
yeah.
entire time. We didn't break eye contact unless he was whispering in my ear.
Right.
So that,
and you know, he was kissing you obviously during this. It was a really kind of an intimate thing.
Yeah. We're making out. It was much more intimate than I have been with any of the other single guys.
Well, and also he has he's on the other end of the spectrum in terms of submissiveness. He's a more submissive guy. So the level of dominance wasn't like he was going to turn you over and just take you from behind or, you know, nothing like that. He wanted that kind of that closeness.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. You know? He gets off on it for sure.
Yeah.
And so I came a few times and then, he told me that he was gonna come
yeah.
and he came really hard, like full body shake
right.
while he was coming.
Right.
And in his face, I mean, and the other thing that he did, I don't even think I've told you this yet, but he looked at me as he was coming the entire time, like kept his eyes open,
really?
Completely focused on me while he was coming.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, it was hot.
No, yeah, you didn't tell me. That's
it
super hot.
It was so erotic. It was like, it took every, and you could tell it took everything in him focus-wise to
right,
do that.
To do that, yeah.
And the fact that he was doing that for me as a
right.
way of almost like connecting with me on a
well,
sexual level.
Yeah, and almost like, you know, it was like a validation.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like he was that into me and into the experience that he wanted to like watch me the entire time, even while
yeah.
he was coming. God,
yeah.
it was hot.
Yeah.
It was so hot.
Yeah.
So I'm a huge fan of Derek.
Yeah.
We had that experience.
You guys came out of the bedroom and so we went out to drinks in a really nice place. So you were really well, you know, dressed up. And when you came out, I even made a cut, like your hair was a wreck. Like you were clearly just fucked.
Makeup running down my face.
Oh, it was so funny. Cause you didn't even look at yourself when you came out of the bedroom.
No.
And I was like, if there's anybody has a question about what just happened, your hair just tells the story, which was great.
We all just laughed about it.
Yeah. So we had just a couple of quick words. He was, you know, just a super gracious host. And I could not get the fuck out of there quick enough because I had to come home and fuck you. It was, again, so you had commented a couple of times on the ride home that it was quiet. I was a little bit more quiet. Now, we should also say the weather was shitty. The roads were icy and it was snowing. So I was concentrating, but I could not stop thinking of what I had.
You
just,
were dead silent besides like the once in a while, like, yeah, I love you, bestie, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you're holding my hand. But I mean, usually we're talking the whole time. We're having.
Right. But I didn't want you to tell me anything.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't seen it. I only heard it. And I
right.
I wanted to experience all of that while we were together. And I was just blown away by how hot that whole sensation was.
Well, so we got home and immediately went to the bedroom, got naked.
Yeah.
And you leaned up. We have like this big, like, what do you call it? Headboard thing that goes up like halfway up the wall.
Yeah.
And so you were like leaning up against it and I was like sucking your cock and recounting the entire story in between sucking your cock and giving you a hand job.
Right. And then you started riding me and that's when things just got crazy. Yeah,
it was so hot. What I love every time, you know, I have one of these hot wife experiences, the hottest thing for me is like when I'm riding your cock, because it happens every time, and you're like, show me how you kissed him. Right. And so I'm like riding you and making out with you, but I know that it's, you know, using the fuel from my experience to just make it so much hotter.
Well, because I couldn't see. I wanted to know.
Yeah.
You know, I could hear and I had an idea, but I just couldn't see.
So you had me recount the entire thing throughout our sex session and it was,
I mean,
holy fuck, we
had sex till like 1:30 in the morning. It was crazy.
Yeah. Like four times.
Yeah. And then the following morning, I mean, I got up, it was early. It was like 5:30 in the morning. I just couldn't contain myself. I had to have sex with you again.
Immediately. Like I wasn't even fully awake yet and your dick was inside of me.
Yeah. It was just too much.
Oh God, it was hot.
So the experience itself was amazing, obviously. And then our experience afterwards is always the height of eroticism. And for this particular, in this particular situation, for me, it was the hottest I think it had been. And we felt really good about it.
Yeah.
You felt like this could be but this guy was in the front. I mean, he was a front runner. This was a potential playmate.
Yeah. Like, well, legit. I felt a certain level of connection with him, which we've talked about before, how important that is with the people that we're playing with.
And we communicated that that evening very briefly. But again, the following day communicated, text both you and myself at the same time, sent us the same message, which I thought was really nice. You know, where we go with this from here, we have a lot more to talk about.
We have so much to talk about. This has taken a really interesting turn because...
Yeah, let's tease it a little bit.
Well, like I said in the first interaction here, I got that submissive energy from him. He communicated it to me, but I still wasn't really sure where that would lead. I didn't know how I fit into all of that because I don't consider myself dominant or a top in any way.
Right.
I'm educated in how to do it. I mean, some of the things that he's, you know, spoiler alert, asked me to do, I know
how that
to,
you've done.
I know how to do and I know how to do safely, but it's not my natural state.
Right.
And so I was like, well, how does this work? Like, where does this fit in?
You know, it fits in for us. Without going too far into it, because of the energy exchange between you and I. So you having that experience with someone and then coming home to me and us having the exact opposite experience is just an exchange of hot energy.
Oh, it's a mind fuck too, in like the best possible way.
Yeah, because you just got done, you know, without going into detail, basically controlling a situation and implementing, you know, pleasure and pain onto someone who was just so into it, and then coming home and then you're the one experiencing that pressure and that you know, the impact,
right?
And it's very different.
Yeah.
And for me it's great because I'm like you said, I'm sucking that energy out of that exchange and just putting it all toward you.
Yeah, for sure. So we won't talk too much about that now.
No, but it's gonna be very gonna be interesting stuff.
This could be a potential regular playmate.
We have decided, what we'll say is that we are going to meet him this week and have that conversation with him, the three of us.
So
and which is, you know, what else is interesting, what I really like about him, he mentioned to you when you just saw him last that he wanted all of us to get together.
Yep.
Like he wanted to, like, oh, when are we going to go have drinks or have dinner
he
or
whatever. He wants to have a friendship with you.
Yeah. And that's hugely important to me.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big deal that he and I have those conversations, whether you and I are with him or I meet him for a cup of coffee or something throughout the day, just so we can reconnect.
Right.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, for sure. I would imagine that would be important for you since he's, you know, regularly fucking me now.
Yeah, absolutely.
So much more to come on our friend Derek. This is not the last you will hear of him.
No.
I am so fucking excited to talk about my second interaction with him, which we will talk about very soon.
Well, which led to my blog. So for those of you who haven't read it yet, have a read. It's the Hot Wife blog. And I wrote that while you were with him that time.
Yeah.
You were with him on that evening. I wrote it while that was taking place before you got home, which was super hot.
Yes. So much more to come on that. I think that's all we have for you guys this week.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody. Had a great time recounting this. It was very, very hot, very exciting.
So hot. I really think I need you to fuck me, like, now.
Yeah, you absolutely do.
Yeah, that needs to happen.
Yeah, so this has to end.
So we're going to end that on that note, and thank you so much for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
If you're anything like us, when we first started swinging, we really had no idea where to begin, and it can be really intimidating, and we have a great recommendation for you, which is to join Cassidy.com. Cassidy is a huge online platform that includes so many sexy swingers in your area, plus lots of local events to keep you up to date on all things lifestyle. And if you join Cassidy, you can find our community, Front Porch Swingers, and keep up with everything we are doing as well. So make sure you check out Cassidy.com today.